parable is a timeless story told by Jesus that speaks clearly to all of us, just as it spoke to that expert teacher of the law in Jesus' day, or to Clarence Thomas, this man who he called a teacher of the adult Bible class. One of the big problems you and I have whenever we hear the story of the Good Samaritan is the fact that we've heard it so many times. We know what's going to happen. We know the outcome. We know the point of the story. So today, let's try to imagine in our heads that we've never heard it before and that we're hearing this story for the very first time. Taking it a step beyond where Clarence Jordan took it in the 1960s. Maybe we could take it one more step today and read it something like this. A man was taking the back roads from Corvallis to Salem when some gangsters held him up. After they robbed him of his wallet and brand new suit, they beat him up and drove off in his car, leaving him unconscious on the side of the road. But now someone else comes along, and remember, you don't know what's going to happen. Someone else comes along the road, and if you're hearing it for the very first time, you might think, thank goodness somebody's coming along to help that poor guy. But in Clarence Thomas' paraphrase, the man who comes along is a white preacher. Now, it just so happened the white preacher was going down that same highway. When he saw the fellow, he stepped on the gas and went scooting by. That's too bad. But wait, somebody else is coming along. Maybe he will stop as well and help. Shortly afterward, a white gospel song leader came down the road. But when he saw what had happened, he too stepped on the gas. Oh my. Isn't anybody going to stop and help this poor fellow who's beaten up, lying half dead on the side of the road? Are they just going to leave him there to die? Oh look, now someone else is coming along. Clarence Jordan made him a black man. I thought of myself, who would fit that category today? Maybe an undocumented alien, a foreigner who doesn't have papers. Maybe he's the one who came by. Someone that most of us wouldn't think much of today. So let's do that and let's see how that works. Remember, we're hearing the story for the very first time. And so this undocumented foreigner is coming by with it. Well, we see who it is. He'll probably just keep on going by too. After all, we can't expect an undocumented foreigner to help a white man, or can we? Then an undocumented foreigner traveling that way came upon the fellow. What he saw moved him to tears. He stopped and bound up his wounds as best he could, drew some water from his water bottle to wipe away the blood, and then laid him on the back seat of his own car. He drove on into Salem and took him to a motel and said to the manager, "You take good care of this guy found on the highway. Keep an account of what he owes, and if he can't pay it, I'll settle up with you when I come by this way again next week." Actually, I think Jesus wants us to see ourselves in each of the characters of this drama, this parable, this play. The Samaritan, the black man in Jordan's version, the outsider. He did more than just perform a neighborly good deed. He went above and beyond the call of duty, even paid the guy's motel bill. That goes beyond just being a good deed or a simple act of kindness. It's an act of mercy. Mercy like that is truly incredible. But even that kind of mercy is really quite trivial when we compare it with the mercy that God shows to you and to me in Jesus Christ. Another way of approaching the parable is to approach it more like an allegory, where everybody in the parable stands for someone else. And then we might wrap it up like this. The man who fell among thieves, that could be you or me. Whenever we're beaten up or beaten down by life in our broken world. The priest and the Levite in Jesus' story, the white preacher and the white gospel song leader in Clarence Jordan's version, they could also stand for you or me when we know our faith so well in our heads, but never translates into action with our hands. And then we come to the Good Samaritan. Clarence Jordan's black man. Who is he? Most of all, the Good Samaritan is Jesus. He is the living picture and the enactment of God's love for us, God's grace towards us, and God's mercy toward us. I know I said this when I was pastor here, but I'm going to say it again. Do you remember the difference between grace and mercy? Grace is getting something you don't deserve. A student who doesn't study for his final examination and still passes the course can honestly say, "I passed that course by the grace of the teacher." He got something he did not deserve. Mercy, on the other hand, is when you do not get what you do deserve. Imagine a man on trial for robbing a convenience store. The prosecution, the district attorney, shows a videotape of him pointing a gun in the face of the clerk at the store and demanding the money and then running out. At that point, his attorney may lean over to him and say, "I strongly recommend that you throw yourself on the mercy of the court." Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. The Good Samaritan showed both grace and mercy to the man who had fallen among thieves and was lying there on the side of the road. Just as Jesus Christ shows God's eternal grace and mercy to us who've been mugged and beaten up or beaten down by life in this fallen, broken world. A Jew did not deserve to be helped by a Samaritan, but he was. In Clarence Jordan's paraphrase, a white man in segregated Georgia in the 1960s did not deserve to be helped by a black man, but he was. And neither do you or I, sinners that we are, deserve to receive grace and mercy from God in Jesus Christ. But we do. That is what the gospel is all about. A true personal story. When we moved to Georgia in 1979, where I was going to start a new church, we were there about 2 months, and I was driving down the main highway into our town of Stockbridge, Georgia, a very segregated town with a dividing line down the middle, blacks on one side, whites on the other side. No whites lived on that side of the highway, and no blacks lived on the other side of the highway. I was driving down that road and my car died, just died dead. I lifted up the hood and stood there for what seemed like about a half an hour as hundreds of cars just went buzzing by me. Nobody stopped until finally one car pulled over and he backed up and he got out of the car, and it was a black man. And he said to me, "You need some help?" And he took me about a mile down the road to a gas station, waited with me there until he was sure that their wrecker would be able to come down and pull my car and I'd get help. And all I could think of as I experienced that, the first month or so I was in a heavily segregated area of Georgia, was the parable of the Good Samaritan. Whether it's in real life, a black man showing mercy to me, a white man, or a Samaritan showing mercy to a Jew, or an undocumented foreigner coming into our country and showing mercy to someone today. In that mercy, we are seeing a picture of the great mercy that is shown to us in the person of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds secure in Christ Jesus, through life everlasting. Amen.